Blog Talk Radio.
New Colgate Total helps you keep your whole mouth healthy. With advanced technology, it now provides more benefits than it ever has before. It provides excellent protection from plaque and gingivitis, stains, tartar, and cavities. Plus, it now offers new benefits. It instantly neutralizes odors associated with bad breath. It seals the root cause of sensitivity for long-lasting relief with all variants. And it now seeks and fights bacteria for enamel protection. Breakthrough technology for more benefits than ever before. New Colgate Total.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. This is the ONE Host Intern Show, and I'm Ava Holly, The Flavor with Ava. We are on the air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Welcome to The Flavor with Ava. Thank you for joining me on my second show. For those who don't know me yet, I'm Ava Holly. I've dabbled in radio for a long time. I've always had a lot of fun on radio and TV, and I've done a little bit of both. So it's such an honor to be here on Beverly Nation. Let's flip through this quickly. I'm a singer-songwriter, author, designer, and founder of Ava's iBags and 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Stay tuned for our newest and greatest project coming soon, so we'll give you some more details about that as it gets a little closer to being launched. So we want to welcome our flavors of the month, Debbie Platt Bluestein and Sandra McDonald Gonzalez. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sandra, I believe we're going to start with you. How are you doing tonight in this weather we are having here?
Hi, God bless you. I am doing well. I am in the ark and the safety of my Lord, so I am doing good. It's windy. The trees are blowing. Everything is blowing around, but I'm doing good. Thank God.
Awesome. I'm glad you were able to get on tonight, Sandra. And it's funny because Sandra and I went to high school together, and we reconnected recently at one of our birthday celebration reunions. That was so much fun. Wasn't that fun?
Yes, we had a lot of fun.
And yeah, that was awesome.
It was awesome just to reconnect with our classmates, you know what I mean? So we really had a good time.
Yeah, it was really a good time, and for the handful that came, it was perfect during what's going on right now. It was really a great time that night. So I got to chatting with you a little bit, and tell me and tell the audience what you're up to these days. I mean, it was so great to reconnect, and you're doing some great things. So I know you have a couple things going on. So share with us what you're doing with your life right now.
Well, Ava, my life is like yours. I have a lot of stuff in the pot. A lot of stuff is going right now. Yes,
I know that pot well.
I know we have a lot going on. I mean, every time I call you, we are on the road, you know, playing phone tags, but
I know, crazy.
Let me see what I have going on right now. Right now, I am I'm a vice president of the New Jersey Pan-African Chambers of Commerce right here in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And right now, we are working and planning our second virtual Building Wealth Conversation. And it's going to be on Monday, October 11th, about 6:30, and this is where we're going to educate our community about building wealth. That's one of the topics that they took out of the school, teaching them about finance and teaching them about cooking and certain different things that we was raised with. The school is not doing it anymore, so we're doing that to be able to educate our community, because I'm also licensed with the state of New Jersey in banking and insurance. So I'm a financial advisor. So I basically teach financial literacy. So that's what I also, one of the things, Ava, that I do is basically teaching family the importance of finance and budgeting and investing and making sure that they are properly protected and making sure that, you know, when they get into their senior year that they have enough money put away. You know what I mean? And those, so that's one of the things that I do. I do so much, Ava. I would be here all night talking with you. You know what I mean? But I do a lot. I'm also a minister, you know, about 25 years ago, the Lord called me to be one of his servants, you know what I mean, into our community. And I started off just meeting with my kids' friends and just having Bible study with them in the home and then basically just taking them on different trips in the summertime so they won't be bored. And then from there, it just developed into equipping youth about how to go out and evangelize and talk about God and talk about Jesus and the Messiah. And from there, I went into Lakewood where I started to feed the homeless. I've been on the railroad track feeding people. From there, I end up having two ministries, one in Lakewood, one in West Long Branch, where I was just teaching the Word of God every week and doing outreaches in the community and then also connecting with the police department and the different political people in our area with the gospel. And just connecting with them, and, you know, coming together as one, basically just reaching our community and trying to just help our community to be better, you know. And so, and Ava, I also have three beautiful children, and I'm a grandmother. So
oh my gosh.
I have so much going on. My kids are wonderful. My son Antonio is 30. He lives right here in New Jersey. My daughter, which is 38, she lives in California. My other daughter lives in Manchester. She just gave us two wonderful, beautiful grandsons, which we just love to take and run away with them and enjoy them and then bring them back.
I can't believe that you have a child that's 38. I can't believe that. My daughter will be 27, and when you say it, it just makes us sound so old. My mother always said that age is only a number, so, you know, it's just crazy, right? It seems to me like your financial advisor business and your ministry mission is kind of like has synergy, you know what I mean? Like you're able to infuse the two of them with what you're doing. So let me ask you this. I know Lakewood, I'm familiar with Lakewood, and it's a primarily Jewish community. Do you work with all different faiths, or do you have a particular faith that you need to work with?
Many years ago, I used to be the president of the Lakewood Clergy Association, where we had all different faiths at our table. As the president, my job was to include every denomination, every, you know, faith at the table so we could be able to collaborate together, work together to be able to impact our people within our community. And so I have done that so many years. I've been the president for about maybe 15 years for the Lakewood Clergy Association. And so I work with all kinds. It doesn't matter. As long as we respect each other's faith. I remember years ago, Ava, in Lakewood, I think this was before my time, but I was told that when we used to have our choir fest, we used to have our Messianic Jews would come. We would have the Baptists and all the different denominations would come. And I was told when I got on the scene that at the choir fest that we could not mention the name of Jesus because that will offend our Jewish brothers and sisters. So when I came on and when I started doing the choir fest, I let them know, listen, you worship your God. It's the same God that you have that we worship. I know you don't like the name of Jesus. But we are in this together to work together. So you cannot tell us what we cannot do, and we can't tell you what you cannot do. And it's basically to share our faith and our belief to our community because our community is diverse. You know what I mean? So that's one thing I changed when I came on board as the president, is that we could say
name
of Jesus, and everybody could say whoever that they worship.
Right, right. I've always been more of spiritual than religious, although we uphold some family traditions. But, you know, I think all of our forefathers, you know, our ancestors, all came from different areas. So we have many mix amongst all of us. So it's important that I think we respect each other's wishes and beliefs. And I think that's a beautiful thing that you're doing. So let me ask you this. So I wanted to have tonight's show represent channeling positive energy. And I know during the COVID times, and I mean, we're starting to come out of it a little bit, but now that we're going back indoors, there's, you know, some little more restrictions and stuff. I know there's been a large case of depression and people just not feeling right. And let me tell you, I was right there. My business kind of shut down when we shut down, and my brain just didn't want to do anything. And I slowly brought myself back. Yet you must see a lot of this going on. What kind of words of encouragement can you give to people that are still feeling like not themselves?
Well, Ava, I felt the same way that you felt. We had to close our office down. We couldn't see our clients. We couldn't see customers. We took everything in-house. I had to turn one of my bedroom into my office, and so I was working still from my office, basically on Zoom, talking to my clients and other people. But in the ministry, I found a lot of people were becoming depressed, so we would have conference call with our members to keep them in tune with the spiritual part, and we went from having church in the building to now church online on the conference call. And basically we just encourage each other to stay together and don't lose faith, don't lose hope in God, because God will bring us through this pandemic. And so every Sunday I will encourage them. I also started on Facebook Live where I will do a teaching every Friday on Facebook Live. Anything that God could give me platforms to be able to reach the people that will come on. But for those that's on the radio right now, and if you might feel alone, you might feel that you're depressed, as a pastor and as a person that loves the Lord, I have my CD player in my kitchen, and so when I'm feeling that way, I turn on my praise and worship. And it goes all through my house, and I'm praising God. And, you know, and then you might say, you know what, but maybe I'm not spiritual. Maybe I'm not, you know, a believer in Christ. But find something that you love to do. Focus on that. Whatever brings you joy, whatever brings you, make a, you know, a smile on your face, just go ahead and do that. Right. You know what I mean? I always find that when you think you are at your lowest point, there's someone that's worse off than you. So I will. My friends will call me. I will call my friends. We will pray for each other. We will, you know, uplift each other just by using the telephone and reaching out to people. So if you're in that state of mind, you know, reach out to someone that is positive. Reach out to someone that could maybe make you laugh again. You know, maybe turn on a favorite movie, you know, that you maybe like to watch. You know, but my thing is the CD player. I have on worship all through my house. I'm cooking with the worship on, you know, and that's what kept me going, because Ava, I'm like you. I'm a people person. And when I couldn't go out and mingle, and I had to walk in the store with my mask, and I couldn't speak to people, because when you start speaking to people, they run from you. Ava, I had it bad. I'm like, I was like, I can't do this. So I would just go to the bank, go to the store, and run back home, because I couldn't speak to anyone.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy, right?
I learned so much from this COVID. But you know what? In the midst of COVID, I wrote a children's book, and that's what kept me going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I wrote a children's book. So, go ahead.
I think a lot of people have done some extraordinary things because of this. You know, so on the upside, the positive side is what has come out of it to make us better and to make the world better, you know? So that's my take on it. And I totally agree with what you're saying. And I do believe music is a healer. It's a universal language. It
yes.
heals people. I mean, you know, when there's people sick in the hospital, the first thing they say is bring in some music, you know, play some music. And I think that just certain music, you know, it's different for everybody, but certain music just touches our soul, you know, and I think that's a healing process as
yes.
well as picking up the phone and talking to someone, because nobody makes it alone. So that's one thing we have to get across to people. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to pick up the phone and call somebody and talk.
That's so true.
So I got another question for you. This might be the $64,000 question, but how did you get to this point? How did you get to, you know, I mean, a lot of people are out there struggling with what way do I go? How did you go to, you know, where you are now? What made you get there? If that makes sense.
Well, I have to go back to my upbringing.
Mm.
I am rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And in my bio, when I go and speak at different churches, in my bio, basically talk about that I was raised in a Christian home with my grandmother that loved the Lord. And every time she went to church, she took us with her. We never stayed home. So my foundation in the Lord was from the foundation from when I was a child. So I always had that relationship with the Lord, someone that I could talk to, even though I cannot see him, but I believe that he's there. And I know that because by reading the Word, he said that he would never leave me or forsake me. He is always with me. He wants
right.
the best for me. And so anytime I go through anything, I'm always praying and asking him to lead me and to guide me in the path that he has for me. And that's basically my foundation. That's what I have lived by. That's how I raise my children, my niece and nephew. When I used to have Bible study, this is what I teach. It's about having faith and having a relationship with our Creator that created us in His image and in His likeness. So from being a child and going to school at Central Regional and going all the way to Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia, all by myself, it was by faith. I had to take that step of faith
yeah.
and believing that
That's
God was
crazy.
With me, that I did not come this far for Him to leave me. And so he is with me. I went to school, came back when I was 20 something years old, just had my daughter. He spoke to me in my spirit and he said, "I'm calling you to the ministry." And I ran from that calling because that's a big responsibility. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Speaking and teaching the Word of God to people and encouraging them, and they are always there. They're always calling you. They always have a need or something that you have to be there for His people. So I ran for a couple of years from that calling, and then He just kept pulling me by His spirit. He just kept wooing me and wooing me until one point I said, "Okay, Lord, you win. I surrender. Here I am. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do,
Oh, my God,
Lord?"
That's funny. Something
and,
keeps
and so
showing up at you, it's meant. Yep. When it keeps showing
yeah,
up at you, it's meant to be, right?
Yeah, and that's basically how I got to where I'm at right now is my faith and my belief in
mm-hmm.
Him.
I think what you say about your upbringing, you know, that people have instilled in them when they are young, you know, what comes out of them later. However, that said, I want listeners that are struggling to know that it's never too late to follow your dream and it's never too late to follow your faith. So
with that said,
Sandra, how would somebody reach out to you? I mean, I know we're talking in Nigeria, so they could reach you on Facebook, correct?
Yes, I have a page that is called Spirit Filled Life Ministries, which is on Facebook. Also, my personal one is Overseer Sandra Gonzalez. You could inbox me, message me, send me a message. I also pray for people. I get up early in the morning between 4 and 6 o'clock. I am praying for anyone that has a need. I have seen miracles, signs, and wonders working in my ministry. Also, if anyone that wants to learn how to start a business, as a vice president of the New Jersey Pan-African Chambers of Commerce, that's also on Facebook. You can reach out to me that way. We could help you start a business, maybe just to motivate you or encourage you. If you have a dream to become a business owner, if you have a dream, I love that. You know what I mean? I always tell people, write your dream and your vision down. Make it plain upon tablet. Mm-hmm. And then we could help you to manifest your dream, but you're going to have to want it. You know what I mean? And if, you know, so I could be reached on Facebook. You could message me. I also have an email address, which is sflmin@aol.com. That's an email that they could reach me on also.
Oh, that's awesome. And amen, sister. it is so nice chatting with you. So hang on and stay with us for a bit, and we are going to move over to Miss Debbie Platt Bluestein, who should be in too. Thank you, Sandra. We'll talk to you again in a few. Debbie, you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having me. Now, Debbie,
how are you?
Debbie is a different story because I never met Debbie face to face. We've only talked online and on the phone, and belong to a sort of a mastermind group that we met in, and I made several great relationships in that group, and Debbie is one of them. So, Debbie, I'm going to ask you the same thing. How did you come to where you are? What do you do? And give us a little bit of juicy stuff.
Well, like both of you, I do a lot of things as well. Single mom of two boys. They're 19 and 26. They both live with me, which is one, and we have, I'm looking at actually at COVID as a bonus year with them. It's been a phenomenal year with the three of us together. Mm. We've learned to laugh and be completely ridiculous and silly together and move forward with, you know, getting them going on in life. And, you know, it's a little bit challenging, but with me still as their safety net before they leave, it's been pretty neat. So there's that. I have a full-time day job where I work for a startup that was actually born during the pandemic. We help local chefs increase their bandwidth, those specifically that have been affected by the pandemic and having all the restaurants shut down that you know are not coming back. So what we do is we do all the things they don't like, such as getting their clients, getting the food to them, doing all the marketing, doing all the connection with the end user so that they can actually do what they love best.
Explain that a little further.
Okay. So
yeah,
what exactly do they do?
Uh-huh.
They create the meals. We do everything else.
Okay.
Pick up from the various kitchens. There's about four or five different kitchens in the area. We pick up from them. We have a central hub. We repackage everything in one box and deliver all of the meals cold from our delivery partner to their homes. So as a senior that's stuck in their house, as a college student that is stuck in their dorm room, busy parents that are now that the kids are back in school, at least here in Maryland they are. You know, you're running in 500 different directions, and what's going to be for dinner? Well, let's step back a second. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could just come home, grab something completely finished in the refrigerator, heat it up, serve your dinner, and spend that time, that quality time again with your family, because as all working, multiple working parents are, that's mm-hmm. a huge time chunk when you're trying to help your kids, trying to clean up, try to do, you know, 500 other things. So that's why Din Din was created. Right now we just serve the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, and mm-hmm. we are actually opening up Asheville, North Carolina in about a month. And our
goal
is,
you were telling me about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our goal is actually to be nationwide within 2 years.
So you say it's a startup. So how long have you been doing this?
The company has been around for a year.
Okay.
Literally,
got it. So
we started last August in the middle of the pandemic.
I want to help you with this. So when you... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say it's fascinating because more and more chefs are reaching out to us wanting help. And we've got people all over the country looking at our platform, trying to see, well, can we order food from Texas? Well, no, not yet, but hopefully in a year or so.
It's funny because when I was really first starting the 4-H Star business, we were doing a lot of promotions, and I was working with a local chef that had these fabulous ideas. He would do singing. He was a singer, and he would cook through music, and he had cameras, and you could watch him cooking with music, and it was so interesting. He did a lot of stuff locally near Atlantic City. However, he passed away a few years ago, and I just, you know, I love hearing about chefs, working with chefs, and all that stuff.
And the fascinating thing is we're actually beginning to work with some of the celebrity chefs so that they can actually offer their meals on our platform as well.
And one of our hosts here, Jerry Petito, she's an international Internet Hall of Fame radio host through Beverly Nation. She's a vegan chef, and she's going to be involved in our new project that I haven't revealed yet. So that's an area where you and I could talk, because I have a project coming up that might be great for what you're doing.
That sounds lovely.
We will
continue this conversation.
Yes, we will. And you know what's funny about talking about the pandemic and how you spent time with your kids? I know pets are also, you know, happy that if their owners were home. However, I think it was, even though I've heard some horrible stories, you know, I've heard a lot of good things, and I think it was, in my opinion, it was God's way of telling us we need to slow down as a world, you know. And I think that a lot of that happened, and a lot of good has come out of it, you know, and not wanting to overshadow the horrible things that we've heard. Yet I'm hoping that we push through, and we're going to come out better on the other side.
As long as there's everybody's patient, and the universe will let it go when it's ready, and we can't
absolutely
push it.
Absolutely.
You know, as
absolutely
humans, you have to learn how to adapt. And that's part of, I think, a growing process.
And I think, Debbie, you had the perfect words, adapt and adjust. You know, that's all you can do.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And if you look at it as woe is me, of course, you know, you're going to come up with everything under the sun why it's bad. But I've always looked at it completely the opposite, is I have the opportunity that I would never have had to really get to know my kids in a completely different fashion, because they're not around their friends all the time. Yes, they're online all the time with their friends, which is phenomenal. But when they're not, we're sitting around, we're talking, we're getting to, you know, dream together about what they want to do for their future and planning very carefully, step by step, how to get there.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've turned it into a learning opportunity for them. And at the same time, they've both learned how to be really good cooks. They've learned how to do laundry.
Did you start this business? Or how did you get involved with it? No, with the chef program.
Oh, with Din Din? That's a fascinating story. It is not my company.
Okay.
There's a gentleman in the D.C. area who is a serial entrepreneur, who's also a foodie, who friended me on Facebook. And I looked him up because he didn't send me a message. But I always look, if somebody sends me a friend request, I'll always look up who they are and a little bit about them and then send them a thank you for your friend request. Here, let's get to know each other before I answer your question. So I sent him a message back saying, you know, thank you for your friend request. I'm fascinated by the name of your company. And he's still the president of his soon-to-be former company because, again, we're a startup. Anyway, so he said, let's get on a Zoom call. I said, done. So I met him on a Wednesday. Had a lovely conversation with him. Met his COO on Thursday. Had a contract in hand on Friday and started with them on Monday.
Wow.
That was back in January.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's phenomenal. He's doing such great work with helping as many people as he can. And our delivery partner is actually a limousine company. Now, think about this one for a minute. During the pandemic, what industries got really, really slammed? Hospitality, limousines, and restaurants. Some of those will not recover, and others are in the process of recovering.
Mm-hmm.
So we've sort of tried to marry what we can to help out as many people as we can.
That's cool. Yeah, we did live events, and that was pretty much shut down. I mean, I know there were things I probably could have been doing more online. However, my head wasn't in the right place for a while, you know, and coming back out of that now with a whole new and fresh idea, just like you did. But it's so important to reach out and talk to people. If you didn't ask him and reach out to him, this may never have come to be. So that's a very positive channeling thing, you know. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and the fun thing about this particular the job that I'm in is I'm the customer relations manager, so I have to call. Actually, I make it a point of calling every single person that has signed up on our platform just to say hi and thank you for signing up. So I reach out and speak to everybody that signed up just to sort of find out how can we do better, what can we do for them, how can we help them, et cetera. And I talk to people all day long. So for me, that's a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun. I have a little, I took it off my keychain because it started to get a crack in it, so I hung it on the wall. It says, I'm talking and I can't shut up.
Love that.
I just had to share that.
That's adorable.
You know, all of us on radio, you know, we're the talkers for the most part. So it's good you know, I love it. That's all I can say about that.
Great. Honestly, it's really good because how else are you going to get to know people? And especially during this time, I honestly I have made more friends around the world because of COVID. And I've done Zoom calls with Australia, South Africa, the Philippines, all over. And I can now say that I have friends all over the world. And I don't know that I would have been able to say that. Am I friendly with...
No. I didn't want to talk over you. I think we have a slight delay. So are you friendly with John Kaya from Kenya? Have you talked with him?
I have not really spoken to him other than... On the networking meeting that we were on together, where I met you.
Right. Yeah. He's got a great project going on there. Except I invited him to come on the show. Except it's 4:30 in the morning there right now, so it's a little difficult for him. And he drives kids to school, so you know, he has to get up at a certain time and get them out. But he's another one you can connect with because he's wonderful, and he's out in Kenya. So that'll give you another country to deal with and, you know, play around with.
Yeah. No, I think I've really enjoyed being able to be on Zoom all over the world.
Yeah, that's exciting. It certainly did a benefit for Zoom because I know that they almost crashed for a while because so many people were getting on Zoom, you know, early on in the crisis that we were in. I think it's kind of leveled off a little bit now. So, Debbie, tell us how we can reach you, how we can find out more about, you know, what you're doing. And, you know, I mean, I know Facebook is probably the best place, but, you know, do you have another place?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. And I guess the easiest thing to do is email me as well. My email is deb.networkwiz@gmail.com. So it's D-E-B and then period networkwiz@gmail.com.
I like that. That's a cool email.
Thank you. Well, the other thing I love to do is help people in any way I can. So if I can help somebody find something or need a resource or whatever, people for years have said to me, "Oh, just call Debbie; she knows everything."
That's perfect.
And if I don't know it, I'll see what I can do to help out to find it.
Right. I've always felt the same way. You know, the people can always reach out to me, and, you know, if I can help them or connect them with somebody. So I think that's important that we do that. And that's great. So I'm going to take our caller. We have a caller coming in. And so, Deb, thank you for being here. Hang on, because we're going to come back to you
in a bit.
And we have a caller on the line.
Hey, Abe, it's Jerry Petito.
Jerry Petito, my vegan chef and my good friend and all kinds of other things.
How are you, sweetheart?
How are you? Thank you for calling. I know you're in the midst of tornado watch right now, correct?
Oh, no, we're in the midst of a tornado. So I'm fine.
Oh,
it's slowing down. Yep, in my town, you have to see it. Craziness.
My gosh.
Keep us all in prayer because of some of my friends not so lucky.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you know, thoughts are with you. And I want to connect you with Debbie when we're off the air because she's doing some things with chefs. I was telling her a little bit about you. I don't know if you heard that. But I will connect you guys when we are done. So that'll be cool. Thank you so much for calling in. You always have my back.
You're welcome. So just want to say hello to both your guests. And, I was listening from the beginning. So God is good. All right.
Awesome.
Love you, girl.
Thank you. Love you, too. And that is International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining
Jerry Petito. So catch her on Beverly Nation as well. And we have caller two.
Yes. Hi.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
I am fine. I'm Chinchilla Domicia. I'm a host on this network as well. I just want to
call in
to congratulate you on your intern show and to welcome you to the OME Network.
Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate you guys calling in, and I listen to as many shows as I can get to, so that's pretty exciting that there's a whole new area of hosts and people that I can, you know, get involved with and talk to. So I so appreciate
yeah.
that, and thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're so welcome. And just for everybody to know, I am the host of News Forum, and it airs on every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. So be sure to tune in. And once again, congratulations,
awesome.
Ava. Congratulations, Ava.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you so much. News Forum anchor,
welcome.
Chinchilla J, right? Thank you. I believe there's another caller on the line. Caller three.
Hello, this is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Just showing my love and support. And
thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. I am.
Thank you.
I'm in the process of building up the website for ONE.
Oh, nice.
So, yes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much
for calling
yeah.
in. We so appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening. All right, everybody. Guess what time it is? It is Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I love Ava Holly. Man, she takes it back to a time where we used to do shows, right? 45 minutes, okay? We're going back to the time of when we were on talk show. But I want to thank, you know, our wonderful, wonderful guests tonight. And they shared some outstanding thoughts and processes. And I'm very proud of Sandra and Debbie. And, of course, Debbie, because she has my mom's name. So, of course, I like her. You know? So I want to thank both of them for sharing the time tonight right here on the ON stage. And, of course, tomorrow night right here, we come back on with an outstanding young lady that's all about analysts, analytics and all that. Her name is E. Davis, and the name of the show is called Strictly Business. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation has advertisers on ONE, which is Olavelli and Goes Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime, someone at Bev.com, Wayne Ngozi Time over Twitter and Instagram, Olavelli and Ngozi Periscope Plus, Olavelli and Malayo Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the ONE Host Insta Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. Now it goes on my end. Gmail.com and IM. International Internet Radio, producing this Friday for the class of 2021. But most importantly to all of you, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Olavelli and Malayo Ngozi, saying good night and love. So all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us in the conversation. And for the next 2 minutes of the program, we give it back to our intern, Ava Holly. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Ngozi, Brother O. Such a pleasure to be here. I just want to say thank you to everybody that has called in tonight. Thank you to our wonderful guests, Sandra McDonald Gonzalez and Debbie Platt Bluestein. Thank you, guys. It's been an honor to have you. And, you know, let's stay in touch and let's make the world a better place together.